You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason on this Thursday morning. We're coming up on the hour of 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Let's check the numbers in Chicago. As they're trading at the CME Group, corn futures are up about a nickel in the March contract at 388 and three quarters. December futures 4 3/4 higher at 419 and a quarter. March beans are up 9 3/4 at $10.05. The November contract at 984, up 7.5. Bean meal $6 higher. Bean oil down 22 cents. Soft red winter wheat up about a nickel. Cattle futures are down $1.30 in the live cattle. Feeder cattle are $1.10 lower, and lean hogs are up about $1.90 to $2 for the day. On the phone line is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, to take a look at these numbers and discuss the trade. Thanks, Dan, for joining us. It's a frigid temperature here. Are you in Mandeville today or someplace
else?
Yes,
I'm in New Orleans. It's chilly here. We had a low of about 32 overnight, but I know it's worse north.
32 would feel like a heat wave. It's currently 2 degrees outside the studios here under Banner Champaign with a wind chill of 9 below. So it is a cold one. I want you to go through the bean meal for me very quickly and just talk a little bit about it, because it seems as if that has been the item which has led the soybeans higher for the week. It's up $6 for the day. Am I correct in my assumption, or are there other things afoot?
Well, bean meal, of course, beans and bean meal pretty well go together, because bean meal is a larger component of the soybean. I mean, soybean oil rallies can be very strong at times, but they don't have as much impact on the overall price of soybeans as soybean meal does, because meal has more value. So that's why when you get a rally in the soybean meal, then you'll kick up the bean market pretty strong. My guess is what we're seeing in soybean meal, anytime you get into a period of cold weather, and that is exactly what the Midwest livestock growing area is in, you get a big kick up in soybean meal demand, and that is kind of what's probably driving it here this week, probably more so than probably anything else.
So just temporary related to the weather forecast. Of course, we have a period of colder weather now. We had one not so long ago, and it's supposed to get cold again next week. So,
well, I see AccuWeather. I know it's a joke here, but they basically, their spring forecast said that from Minneapolis down to Louisville and on eastward, spring would never come. So if they're right that we're going to stay cold into spring for the eastern corn belt, that is definitely going to stir up some planting issues anyway, if you'd look at that map that they pumped out here this morning. I do know that. I know spring will come, but it may be one of those that you go from winter to summer. That could happen. But we definitely had the markets jumping here this morning. Technically, there's a head and shoulders bottom formation or potential in the corn market. If we could muster some good closes above like 392 in March corn futures, we could get something above 422 or 423 in December corn futures. That would be a close above the neckline. And that would go, that would signal to technical traders that we could take a run at that late December high that we had in the market, which was up around 417, I think, on the March corn. And I think it was, forget exactly what it was in Dease corn, but it was probably up into the 438 and a half. So that's what technicians are going to be looking at, is this little head and shoulder bottom formation. We're making a right shoulder right now. Over the past 3 weeks, as we basically have tracked sideways in the corn market. So if we could break out of this sideways congestion to the upside, then you'd have a pretty good corn rally in the making. When you take a look at soybeans, November soybeans, for example, has had some difficulty here. Yesterday we had a high right up against the 150-day moving average, right at a high of like 990. If you could pop November beans above this 990, you would open up the door for a good run, I think, up into the early January time frame, which was this 1020 to 1030 range. So technically, the markets are looking pretty good here. Seasonally, this is what the markets should do during the month of February. And then they're aligned, I think, with my 8 to 9 week soybean cycle low that we had here in late January. I think that late January low in corn was also a 10 week cycle low. So it kind of at least tells me that the market was in position anyway to rally through February, and maybe as we go on into the all-day ag banquet or all-day outlook the first part of March.
Yeah, the first part of March. In fact, you will be there. That's the 10th day of March. It's a Tuesday, the second Tuesday of the month, and happens to correspond with the release of the March WASDE, or World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate. Should be an interesting day. I don't think we've ever, in the history of that event, I don't believe, done the event on the same day as the report. So it tends to be a turning point. If we are moving higher through there, do you suppose that might be the turning point to go lower?
Well, you never know. I mean, my cycles indicate that we would probably start running out of steam sometime around the first part of March. Just as I think everybody begins to position themselves, if you have a good winter rally, people's going to want to take profits on that prior to that March 31st report, because those quarterly reports can be just plain killers to either side of the equation. They can kill a bear market and it can kill a bull market just because that's a halfway through the marketing year, and we'll be able to gauge what disappearance is, especially on feed usage for corn. And if there's any kind of production errors or stocks number errors, they begin to start showing up halfway through the growing season, because the first quarterly stocks report has a lot of room for error as USDA kind of backs their way out for a production number. My guess, we would probably see some profit taking. And then it's going to be April weather, and we'll have to go from there. If this colder, wetter pattern kind of stays in place, especially for the Eastern Corn Belt, that is definitely going to perk up corn acres. USDA's numbers here today, a lot of the trade is kind of poo-pooing them because they basically have corn acres at 89 and bean acres down at 83.5 or so. So they're not looking for any growth at all in corn and soybean acres. Are actually looking for a decline. But I think that's kind of what got this market to finally go. Whether or not you agree with USDA or not, they are the numbers, at least for this moment in time.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again more about acreage this afternoon, okay?
Okay. Very well, Todd.
All right. That is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, and will be with us on Tuesday, the 10th day of March, along with almost all of our analysts, more than a dozen, actually 14 or 15 of them, over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you'd like to join us, you can do that right now on our website at willag.org. Just to order your tickets online. They're just $25, or if you're not online, you can always just call 217-333-7300. The lines are open and you can order your tickets today. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area. We're on our way to 9 degrees, I believe. It's 2 outside now with an 11 below wind chill.